Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular dishes like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. Head to factormeals.com/5minute50 and use code 5minute50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code 5minute50 at factormeals.com/5minute50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box.
Coming up on 5 Minute News. Al-Qaeda leader behind 9/11 attacks killed in US drone strike. Ukrainian troops push to retake south of the country from Russian forces. And California becomes latest US state to declare emergency over monkeypox. It's Tuesday, August 2. I'm Sunta Templeton. President Biden has announced Al-Qaeda leader Ayman al-Zawahiri has been killed in a US drone strike in Kabul, an operation he said delivered justice and hopefully one more measure of closure to families of the victims of the September 11, 2001 attacks. Al-Zawahiri, along with Osama bin Laden, plotted the 9/11 attacks that killed nearly 3,000 and brought many ordinary Americans their first knowledge of Al-Qaeda. Bin Laden was killed in Pakistan in May 2011 in an operation carried out by US Navy SEALs. US officials, speaking on the condition of anonymity, said Zawahiri was tracked to a safe house in downtown Kabul and killed on Sunday morning when it was hit by Hellfire missiles from a US drone. Now justice has been delivered and this terrorist leader is no more, Biden said from the White House on Monday. No matter how long it takes, no matter where you hide, if you are a threat to our people, the United States will find you and take you out. He said he had authorized the precision strike last week and that no civilians were killed. Three spokespeople in the Taliban administration in Kabul declined to comment on Zawahiri's death. The operation is a significant counter-terrorism win for the Biden administration, just 11 months after American troops left the country after a two-decade war. Ukrainian forces are scaling up attacks to reclaim territory in the Russian-occupied south of the country. The Ukrainians have used American-supplied rocket launchers to strike bridges and military infrastructure in the south, forcing Russia to divert its forces from the Donbas in the east to counter the new threat. With the war in Ukraine now in its sixth month, the coming weeks may prove decisive as Ukraine has vowed to drive the Russians from the territory they seized at the very start of the invasion. In response, Moscow has pledged to hold on to the occupied areas and take more ground around the country. Ukraine has received about a dozen American-built multiple rocket launchers and has used them to strike Russian ammunition depots, which are essential for maintaining Moscow's edge in firepower. It's as the United States has accused Russia of using Ukraine's biggest nuclear power plant as a shield by stationing troops there and preventing Ukrainian forces from returning fire and risking a terrible accident. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the United States was deeply concerned that the plant, which Russia was accused of firing shells dangerously close to in March, was now a Russian military base used to fire on nearby Ukrainian forces. Of course, the Ukrainians cannot fire back lest there be a terrible accident involving the nuclear plant, Blinken told reporters after talks at the United Nations in New York on Monday. Russia's actions went beyond using a human shield, Blinken said, calling it a nuclear shield. California's governor has declared a state of emergency to speed efforts to combat the monkeypox outbreak, becoming the second state in 3 days to take the step. Governor Gavin Newsom said the declaration will help California coordinate a government-wide response, seek more vaccines, and lead outreach and education efforts on where people can get treatment and vaccination. We'll continue to work with the federal government to secure more vaccines, raise awareness about reducing risk, and stand with the LGBTQ community fighting stigma, Newsom said in a statement. The type of monkeypox virus identified in this outbreak is rarely fatal, and people usually recover within weeks, but the lesions and blisters caused by the virus are painful. The declaration in California came after a similar one in New York State on Saturday and in San Francisco on Thursday.
You can subscribe to 5-Minute News on YouTube with your preferred podcast app. Ask your smart speaker or enable 5-Minute News as your Amazon Alexa flash briefing skill. Subscribe, rate, and review online at 5minute.news. 5-Minute News is an evergreen podcast covering politics, inequality, health, and climate, delivering independent, unbiased, and essential world news daily.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.